Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A violent weekend in St. Louis City. Police investigate a half a dozen shootings within a 24-hour time period.
And the Power of Two's Laura Simon live outside of police headquarters downtown with the latest on these shootings. Laura.
Margie and John, the most recent shooting happened just before 2:30 this morning, but since Sunday, we are learning at least 5 people have been shot in St. Louis City, and police are investigating every single case. We want to show you some video of the most recent shooting, which again happened just before 2:30 this morning, and a man was shot in the chest in the Wells Goodfellow neighborhood at the intersection of Maffitt Avenue and Goodfellow Boulevard. And it is unclear at this point in time if any suspects are in custody, but I did call police to ask that, and they still don't know at this point in time. About 24 hours prior to that most recent shooting, another one happened in the Wells Goodfellow neighborhood, this one on Cope Brilliant. 2 men were shot. One is fighting for his life this morning. Police say a 20-year-old man was shot in the shoulder and was last listed in critical condition. A 27-year-old man was shot in the foot and is expected to be okay. This morning, we are finding out that the victims were possibly fired upon by people inside a dark-colored sedan, which left the scene. Around the same time Sunday morning, a 24-year-old woman was shot in the leg on Washington Avenue. It happened just off of 13th Street outside a restaurant and some businesses there on that block. Obviously, Washington Avenue, very busy on the weekend. And the victim told police she got into an argument with an employee at a restaurant there. The employee apparently called her boyfriend, who came out to that restaurant and showed a handgun. The victim walked outside to leave, and her 41-year-old boyfriend allegedly followed her. The woman told police she heard gunshots and ended up getting struck in the back of her left thigh. EMS responded and treated her at the scene. The suspect was still there when officers arrived and was no longer armed when police took him into custody, according to a preliminary police report. Then just after 3 yesterday morning, police say a woman shot a 54-year-old man in the area of Broadway and Bellring, not far from the riverfront. Officers found the victim slumped at the wheel of his car with a gunshot wound to his abdomen on Jefferson Avenue. And the victim told police he was shot by his girlfriend in the area of Bellring and Broadway. And then he drove over to Jefferson just off of Winnebago Street, where he called police. EMS took him to the hospital, where he was last listed in critical yet stable condition. Police are still investigating all of these shootings. If you have any information on any of these cases, you are urged to call Crime Stoppers. Those tips are always anonymous, and that number for you is 1-866-371-TIPS. Reporting live this morning outside of police headquarters downtown, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. A quick arrest in a deadly shooting in Baldwin. Police say this appears to be a case of domestic violence. The Power of Two's Jeff Bernthal reports on the investigation and what advocates for victims of abuse want you to know.
Investigators with the Baldwin Police Department and first responders with the Metro West Fire District rushed to the scene of a home early Sunday morning and found the victim had been shot once in the head. Crime tape surrounds a home on the 100 block of Spring Lake Court in a neighborhood described as quiet and pleasant. Police say Zachary Childs is now charged with murder, armed criminal action, and burglary. Online records indicate there was a divorce proceeding and a protection order. A local advocate for victims of domestic abuse says Baldwin is not a community where many calls for help come from.
Because we don't get a lot of reporting from Baldwin does not necessarily mean that domestic violence is not going on. Domestic violence is everywhere.
Police have not released information about what may have led up to the shooting, but say Childs was eventually found wandering in a nearby creek and taken into custody without confrontation. The founder and CEO of JADISA, a local agency that provides resources for victims of abuse, says domestic violence knows no boundaries.
Abuse does not have a color, a look. It doesn't have an ethnicity. It doesn't have a status background. It comes across all borders. And we just need to keep getting that message out that there is no look, because you can look, you can't just look at somebody and just really know they're going to abuse, because abuse is not just physical.
Bennett wants victims to know help is available.
This affects not just the two people that's in the situation, but everybody that touches their lives, family, friends, or neighbor. It affects so much, which is the community.
We will have a link with Jadisaw's information at Fox 2 Now. Also, the National Domestic Abuse Hotline number, 1-800-799-SAFE. At this point, police not releasing the identity of the victim. Reporting from Baldwin, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
Well, a mother is in custody following the death of a four-year-old after experiencing a drug overdose. Four-year-old Shayna Riggins was found unresponsive in her father's bed. It happened on Cozens Avenue in Jennings on Saturday. Christina Huntspun faces charges of endangering the welfare of a child, leading to that child's death. The child was taken to Children's Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Police say they found several capsules of what they believe to be heroin in the home. They say Huntspun admitted to having used heroin in the home that morning. Riggins' father showed no signs of drug use.
Well, a man is arrested in connection to a February homicide in the Del Mar Loop. 46-year-old Glenn Bailey is held following an investigation into the shooting death of Aramanath Ghosh on the night of February 27th. That's when police responded to Del Mar in Clarendon, and they found Ghosh, who had been shot. He died a short time later. Bailey is facing first-degree murder and armed criminal action charges and remains in custody with no bond set.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.